Blog Talk Radio.
Glory be to God in the highest. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for joining your hostess, yours truly, Miss Marie, here on the Stars in Heaven Network 9. And what a blessing it is to be with you here on today, the Lord's Day, on All Sons and Daughters Day. And what a blessing it is to be with you, to share with you what the Lord has given me. Sorry, I got distracted for today. And I decided to forego Lisa Marie Fry's Belly and Brunch to bring you the new equinox in the month of on Aviv. And I'm really honored to minister this to you. And this is an alignment that I do every 21 days based on the planetary constellations that's in heavy rotation in the Mezal, the Mezal of God. And I'm always excited to come to minister you the prophetic will calendar alignment, which is given to us by way of the agricultural calendar given to the children of Israel. And I'm really excited to mention this being the first month of the new Levitical calendar. April turns over and brings in a new season, which is in the season of spring. And I tell you, I'm really excited about everything that God is doing, despite what is happening while we're in our clothes. And at this time, I pray and hope that you are practicing civil obedience, which is required and ordered by law, so that we all may stay safe in this time. And as I shared with in my Facebook post yesterday briefly, I truly am praying that God will have mercy and there will be a speedy remedy for this pandemic that is in the whole world. And I just hope that I have me sharing this alignment, Rise of Christ Women's Women's Alignment, will encourage you and let you know that life is still precious. Life goes on, and it's a blessing to have life. And certainly in these times, it puts things in perspective of what's really important. And that is, first and foremost, our health. Our health. So I'm really honored to minister this coming from the Stars of Heaven Network 9, a birthing that I birthed to help you understand the constellations, the measure of God, how the universe works in its rendering of the law of God, because the universe is aligned with the laws of God. They work together. And that's what's determined based on what we receive from what we sow. And that's what the agricultural calendar is all about. And again, God gave us times and seasons, created times and seasons for us according to his will, so that we could understand the light from the day and understand the seeds of God that he has in our life according to his will. So I'm really excited to minister this. And I was really excited about, as I went over everything that I he had given me for this alignment, how it's a blessing that one of the tribes, that's the tribe that celebrates this month, is the tribe of Judah, which means praise, hallelujah. And the word of God says, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord, hallelujah. And one of the things that I was taken away from and receiving from the Lord, as I shared with you on my Facebook post this week, was the Comforter and how we have a great high priest. We have a great high priest who is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. So we must keep our confession strong and confess those things by faith, that by his stripes we were healed. We are healed through the blood of Jesus. And following the leading of the Lord and receive the instruction that is given to us this time by those who are professionals and helping us understand what is happening right now. So I'm really excited to minister this first calendar month prophetic alignment that will help you get aligned so that you can stay the course. Hallelujah, that you can understand the will of God and how it's unfolding in your life. Hallelujah. And this month's calendar and its meaning is taken from its Levitical name entitled Nisan, which means their flight. Now, as always, as I share with you, I'm reading this from my Facebook post. I did provide a link in the information box. I'm on in the description box, so you can follow me along there. So if you can go there now, that's where I'm at. I'm at the March 20th post. So you can click the link there, and it'll take you right there. Now, Nisan means their flight, which comes from Exodus, the 12th chapter, the first and second verse, where the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, where they dwelt at that time, saying to him, this month shall be unto you the beginning of month. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Now, the letter Alfi is over the first month and the first commandment given to the newly born nation of Israel. So I'm really excited about what God is saying. And as the word of God says, that we are his first fruits. We are the firstborn of our many brethren. And that this is what he was commanding Moses and Aaron to speak to them, being leaders, because this month represents leadership, world leaders, those who God has anointed and appointed. And you must remember what he said, many are called, but few are chosen. Hallelujah. So receiving what the Lord is saying in these first months, well, not just the first month, but first month, because it's the Levitical calendar goes in three, it's combined by 3 months, which makes up the first cycle. So, but Nisan, Aviv is the first month, which God lays the foundation and speaks to things that he wants us to observe that will set the course for the rest of our year. And then in the rest of our, excuse me, our life. Now, Av Nisan means to be tender or green, a young ear or grain. The season of spring releases the rain to water seeds planted to produce our harvest. And again, the agricultural calendar, regardless of what season you're in, it is designed to produce. And again, that's based on the law of sowing and reaping. And that's why the Word of God says, be not deceived, God is not mocked, but if a man sow it, that must he also reap. And what's important in our producing our harvest is based on the seeds that we plant. So that's really important for you to remember. Now, the thing about this wonderful season that is ushering us into Resurrection Sunday and next Sunday being Palm Sunday is on, again, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that's where the Word of God says that except a seed or grain falls in the ground and dies, it abides alone. And so we can't just expect a harvest if our heart has not been tilled, or we have not tilled the ground, if something has not been uprooted, if it's not been put in a place where it could be buried and covered up so that it can be watered, so it can bring forth. So a lot of this is just understanding and respecting the natural law of progression. You know, and when a person tries to get around that, that's when they have problems. So the whole blessing of me birthing the child to help with nine is to honor natural progression, honor the original plan. And as I go further into this alignment, I'm going to touch on that, because one of the things he was saying to me in this alignment is to bring out some things that it's really important for us to understand in understanding obedience, which is what it's all about, obedience unto God's word. And as he said, if you love me, you'll what? Keep my commandments. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. So love is the ultimate thing that Jesus talked about, loving him. And that love will bring about obedience. And he said, by one man's obedience, many were saved, and by one man's disobedience, or should I say one man's disobedience, all shall fall. So it's important for us to be obedient based on what Father God is saying and what his word is saying. And that's the difference between respecting one our will or his will. Now, going back to what he gave me regarding the rain that he's sending to water the seeds that he has planted to reduce our harvest, to bring forth fruit. As he says in John, the 12th chapter, the 23rd to the 25th verse, where he says, in answering them, saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Very rarely I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abide alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life. So the thing about trying to save your own life, he said you should lose it, because, you know, many people try to save themselves based on what's important to them based on their value system. And Jesus is clearly saying that except a corner of wheat, which is a parable, fall into the ground and die, it bows alone. So the key to having not only safety but support is by not being a renegade or lying to your own self or doing it your way. That's why Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And there's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. So trying to save your own life, he said, you shall lose it. He said, but he that hated his life, which means doesn't love his life so much where he can't be disciplined or she can't be disciplined or be taught. He said, in this world, shall keep it unto eternal life. So he's saying that in you not holding on to your life. Or he doesn't mean like hate yourself or hate your life. It's hate what your life represents that will bring forth death in this world, because he knows what's in this world. And he said all that's in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. He said, and you not loving your own life unto death shall keep it into eternal life. Amen. Now, the birth and resurrection of Jesus Christ became our redemption, who is and was the Passover Lamb, who was slain before the foundation of the earth in the world. And him being predestined, being the promised Messiah, prophesied Messiah from the foundation of the world, now gives us new life by way of the manifestation of him coming into the earth, being birthed in the earth realm by our Blessed Mother. Now, accepting the sacrifice and the blood of Jesus that now covers our sins, and his blood that was shed for us on the cross of Calvary, gives us new life, taking us from death to life in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. And that is the testimony and the experience of a believer. Once we confess our sins and we ask God to forgive us and we accept the Holy Spirit, he came in, he changed us, made us new. At least that was my experience. I was changed that instant. The mighty rush of wind of God came in and changed my life. I was no longer who I was. I still needed deliverance. There's still some things I needed deliverance from, some things I still need to learn, but I was now being saved by my faith, by confession of my mouth, and believed in my heart that Jesus died for me on the cross of Calvary. Now, in the ancient Hebrew alphabet, Alfi is a picture of an ox and represents the father or strong leader of the house. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Jesus Christ, our Messiah, death on the cross, became the world's ram in the bush when we choose to accept his sacrifice and lay down our life for him. Now, this is the thing that he was saying to me when he gave me and wanted me to share about how important it is to understand that he is the ram in the bush. And he was the scapegoat. And as I say so often in these times, you have to beware of those who will try to make you the scapegoat because of their deliberate disobedience, their willingness and rebellion of not choosing to, and wanting to turn from their sins or repent from their sins. So they make other people the scapegoat. And making other people the scapegoat is set up, plot, plan, lying on someone else, accusing someone else, pushing off your sins on someone else or blaming somebody else for what you do because you don't want to take responsibility for your own actions. And that's really prevalent. That's been, but now more than ever, do you see people who are a part of a certain religion do this. And he said, men love darkness rather than light. At least they come to the light and they do see the truth. So, you know, you have to be careful with people that you connect with who are dealing with consequences of their sins and their actions, and they don't take responsibility for those things. And that's the whole purpose of Jesus coming. He came and took our place. He bore our sins. There's no sin that's so great that he can't forgive. And if we don't acknowledge and can't acknowledge that we were born in sin, we have the sin nature because we were born in sin, you'll never understand that, okay, I don't have to be ashamed or feel guilty about the sin that I've committed because I was born with this nature. And the whole purpose of Jesus taking those sins is so you want to pay the consequences. And but in order for those to be properly disposed of and to be forgiven and released, we have to confess and forsake and repent. And many people don't want to do that because they're in darkness. They choose darkness rather than light. It's the word of God says. At least they come to the light and they need to be reproved. They don't want to be reproved. So this is really a big thing in this time. People want to make you a scapegoat for the consequences because of their actions. Because, again, they love their sins. And the thing about that is they don't want to deal with the consequences of their sins. And so they think of making a deal with the devil and sacrificing to him or to Mother God is going to remedy what they have done. And it's not, because the universe and God's word can't lie. So you have to be careful of that, and that's where you get all this sacrificing from. People are trying to sacrifice other people because they want to, again, push off their sins of someone else. And even Jesus said, the reproaches of them, what David said, Jesus said, the reproaches of them fell on me. So you have to really be careful of the reproach of men. And that's something that is really prevalent with people who cannot acknowledge their sin, will not acknowledge their sin due to based on pride alone. And when he said, when pride comes, then comes shame. And it's also because of hardness of heart. Hardness of heart. And again, rebellion. Generational rebellion against God and against themselves. Because again, when a person becomes a law unto themselves, you can't tell them anything. They're living by their own rule. But when the universe begins to recompense and law, rock, and prophet begin to serve them their just deserts, they want to find a way to try to. And that's just a whole demonic cycle that you don't want to be a part of, and you don't want to be around anybody who's operating like that because, again, you know, Jesus died for our sins. They nailed those sins on the cross of Calvary. That's where they belong. And when people don't want to die to sin or their old ways where they can grow and be authentic in who they are, then you get setups and all that type of stuff. So beware of people who will set you up and people who are trying to make you a scapegoat for their mess. And, again, another reason why he gave me this and was really expounding and reminding me of this is because of people who make covenants with other gods. And that whole thing of having to offer to that God what they require in order for them to get power, get status, or even to remain alive in the earth realm. So it's really, it's a blessing to understand the gospel. It's a blessing to understand the liberty of Christ. Hallelujah, how he came to set us free, amen, from everything. Glory be to God. Now, I'm going to go to Acts, the 4th chapter, the 11th through 13th verse, because and he gives me about the ram in the bush. He was the ram in the bush. Again, when we pass our test, amen, when we pass our test, when he elevates us, when we pass our test, when we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of testimony, he will elevate us and, of course, protect us. And that's why it's important to have a true testimony of Jesus Christ. That's why it's so important to really be saved according to the Bible, according to the death, burial, and resurrection, because that's where the power, true power of God comes from. And again, we have people trying to substitute Christ, even a false Christ, bring about that power. In Acts, the 4th chapter, 11 to 13 verse, this is what he's saying when he said, "This is the stone which was set at naught of the builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other, none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." He said, "Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men. They marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus." Hallelujah. And so that's the thing that the Lord wants to do in this new season. He wants to show himself strong on our behalf. Amen. As witnesses, as sheep of his pasture, that he is God. Amen. And that has nothing to do with status or education. It has to do with salvation, which is what he said. Because they were, they had boldness and they spoke boldly because they had to see what salvation. They had eternal life. They had the power of God now deposited in by the Holy Spirit. And they took notice of Peter and John, and how they, signs and wonders followed them, and how they perceived they were unlearned. They were not learned in the way of elitism and socialism. It was clearly the power of God that was demonstrated through them, that they marveled, and they knew they had been with Jesus, and that Jesus was with them. So that's what we really need. We need some the raw power of God, the raw power of his manifestation in our lives, so that those who have rejected Christ, rejected the gospel, rejected his way, will know, well, God is with her. God is with him. So that's the thing he was saying to me about receiving him. I also wanted to include Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 23rd to the 27th verse, because in Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 23rd to the 27th verse, we hear him saying here that he is the light. And again, for us to take no thought for our life, what we should eat or what we should drink, nor yet for our body, what shall we put on? Is not the life more than the meat, and the body the raiment? So this is a time that we really need to get things put in proper perspective of what's really, really important. Now, going back up to the 23rd verse, I kind of skipped down to the 25th, but to go back to the 23rd verse, he says, "But if thy eye be an evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thy eye, that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness?" He goes on to say that no man can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other one, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and man. So again, this is a time where you can't be on the fence. I'd rather it be hot or cold, but since you are lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. And this is a time where there's some more being on the fence. You know, it's never been a time, but now more than ever, we need to know and be manifesting whose we are according to the Bible, not according to going to church and your pastor or who you like. It has to be according to the Bible way. Amen. And this was also a comforting word, because he was saying, regardless of whatever's going on in the world, I know what you have to do for you that. And he said, "If I feed the raven, shall I now also feed you?" So, you know, we have to really trust that God, we're in his hands, especially in these times. Now, I when I put on this prophetic declaration, I was really being stirred in my spirit when I shared that we are tested by God. And he is pleased with our obedience, arms, etc. Then, only then, will he release the remedy needed according to his good will and his good pleasure. So God's remedy is needed regardless of what, you know, especially in these times. But he was saying to me that when we are tested, we should come forth as pure gold. And again, a lot of people want to feel they can earn the favor of God or feel they're you know, entitled or merited the favor of God. And it's not. We can't earn God's righteousness. We can't earn our blessings. We can do what's required and receive our reward. But when it comes to Father God, whom every good perfect gift comes from, it's by the same way. You know, so there's no begotten than you. And when he gave me this about him being pleased with our obedience in whatever he called us to do or whatever we're asked to do, and him trying us and testing us to see our hearts, he said, then will he release good pleasure and good will. And for that, he gave me Genesis, the 22nd chapter, the 1st through the 14th verse. And for the sake of time, I'm going to summarize this. This is where Abraham was asked to sacrifice Isaac. And him obeying the Lord and being willful and being willing to give his son, God saw his obedience and tested him to see if he loved him more, flesh and blood. God provided a ram in the bush. And that's what he was saying to me, that he has the remedy. He has a ram in the bush for us when it comes to the answers that we need. And again, when he tests us, we should come forth as pure gold. And that's why it's a dangerous thing to get caught up in legalism or trying to please man or trying to feel you got to prove something to somebody to get something. You know, when God tests us, he knows how to test us. He knows how to try us. Amen. And whether we pass our test or not, he's faithful. Amen. He's faithful. And we learn through our obedience or through our falling down. We learn. And he's still loving. Hallelujah. And Abraham, because God knew he was going to choose him, provided a ram in the bush. So I want you to receive that today. Receive your ram in the bush. Receive your answer. The word of God says it's according to what a man had, not he had not. Amen. He told David, or was it Solomon, the day you prayed, the first time you prayed, I heard your prayer. So God already knows what he's going to release to us because he knows our frame. You know, our ends and our beginning. So the thing is, in hastening the blessing of God or making sure that it's manifested, is to make sure that we're just doing what we're supposed to do and being who we're supposed to be. And when he asks of us or requires of us, when we love him with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, it won't be easy. It won't be hard. Because we love him. Amen. And he's first. So I just wanted to kind of go over Genesis 22nd chapter in the first of the 14th verse because that's what he gave me when it came to understanding how our rams are released. Amen. How he entries us. It's the word of God says when he tests and tries us, we shall come forth as pure gold. Amen. So having a realistic understanding of who God is and according to his word will definitely hasten our blessings. Amen. And God always got something on standby. Amen. So let me hurry. I have like 10 minutes left. Now the consolation the Mayville that's being observed this month is in Aries. And this is really a blessing because Aries, there are three key stars whose names tell the story of the ram and the lamb. El Adai, meaning the wounded, El Nasik, meaning the bruised, and El Shataran, hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly, meaning the slain. And that is confirmed in Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, where he says, he was wounded for our transgression, he was bruised for our iniquity, the chastisement of his peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. And now more than ever do we need to understand that because he did this for us, we have peace. Amen. And we have the tree of life that's in the midst of paradise because of the blood of Jesus. And I was really blessing the Lord for this because now more than ever do we need to invoke the blood of Jesus and plead the blood of Jesus over us by faith. Amen. By repeating what the scripture says, declaring it out loud. Now, the tribe celebrated in the month of Aviv is the tribe of Judah. Hallelujah. And this is the tribe of kings. And Judah's name means praise. Hallelujah. And I tell you, this is the time to praise him more than ever, despite what we're going through. Amen. Praise steals the avenger. Praise releases the oil of gladness, which is what we really need right now. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Hallelujah. And it is something that we have to do, need to do, despite how we feel. And I can tell you that's easier said than done. It's easier said than done. And sometimes you have to give them a sacrifice of praise. Amen. And it starts by just saying, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, the new covenant, our new covenant accepting Jesus Christ changed the order of the old covenant by faith, by love, and by obedience. Hallelujah. And when he gave me this, he was saying that many people are so caught up in I'm the first, you know, and caught up in order and caught up in birthright and lineage. And again, when Jesus came, he changed all that. He changed all that by faith, love, and obedience. And for that, he gave me Mark the 9th chapter, the 33rd through the 42nd verse, where he says, when he was speaking, when they were disputing among themselves, who should be the greatest. And unfortunately, you have people who is caught up in that, caught up in status and who's the greatest and who has more and has this and this status stuff. And he sat down and called the 12 and said unto them, if any man desire to be first, the same shall be last of all and servant of all. And he took a child and set him in the midst of them. And when he had taken in his arms, he said unto them, whosoever shall receive one such children in my name receiveth me. So again, this is saying that it's by humility. It's like, it's about like having that childlike faith, being that lamb. That lamb, having a lamb spirit, a childlike spirit, that he will receive us. Amen. And that's not being a child and being unlearned, but being a child in purity, and having purity of heart, having pure motive, having right intention. He goes on to say, again, the reward that we will receive as a result of receiving those who he sent in his name. And he also speaks of the judgment that would happen when we offend his little one. Now, this month is governed by the letter Heh, which speaks of the breath of God and speaks of speech. And I love this because that's what Jesus did. He taught and he spoke, and it's about speech. So that's what we are focusing on this month. We're focusing on communication, hallelujah, correct talking, and being able to communicate our faith is a sign of maturity and growth, hallelujah. And that should be by the word of the Lord as we speak the word of God in spirit and in truth, and as well as in love. I concluded by giving you a Hebrews 13 chapter, the 15th verse, where it says, let us do good and communicate and forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Amen. So the sacrifices of God is a broken and contrite spirit. Amen. He will know why it's despised. And when we have good communication, it will produce good manners. As the word of God says, evil communication corrupts good manners. So communication, our communication is directly linked to our behavior and what we teach, what we practice, what we demonstrate. It's the thing that will reveal who we are and whose we are. Amen. And in conclusion, I wanted to add that I was celebrating this alignment by the horn ram, the ram's horn, shall I say, the ram's horn. And he said that he will exalt our horn like the horn of the unicorn. And so I'm really excited that he gave me this, and I'm still feasting off of this and birthing it in by prayer in this new season of spring where things are blossoming and budding. And that's despite what we are experiencing right now. So everything we do now will preserve us or be our what befall us. So we want to sow seeds of life, speak life, and demonstrate that by the fruits of the Spirit and by what we sow and what we produce. And again, that will manifest itself. It will. So I pray for transparency and truth and authenticity in who you are by way of your pure heart. Amen. And with that, I bid you peace, blessings, and much love. I hope you enjoy the rest of your afternoon, your evening, and I'll be back later in the week. I'm working on April's offering. I will be releasing a prophetic expression for April. So love you. Peace, blessings, and much love. Stay safe. Please practice safe hand washing, and let us obey the laws of the land. Amen. And follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Peace, blessings, and much love, and have a secret soon. Take care.